today we're going to do a little bit about chuppah, and then Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we're going to get into the sugya, tomorrow and through the rest of the week probably, the sugya of the role of amira in kiddushin, the role of speaking in kiddushin. In order, just to give you a little bit of a heads up, in order to really discuss that issue intelligently, the issue of amira in kiddushin, you really need to see Hey Amid Beis, Vav Amid Aleph, pretty much entirely. So you need to like really, you know, go ahead in the learning a little bit to sort of be holding enough to talk about those issues. But for chuppah, you don't need to be too far ahead. For chuppah, the discussion appears on the bottom of Daf Hey Amid Aleph, where Rav Huna suggests an unbelievable chiddush. The Mishnah starts out the Masechta Heisha Niknis, a woman could be acquired in kiddushin be shalosh drachim, with three ways. How is she nicknessed b'shalosh drachim? Kesef, shtar, bia. Those are the ways to be kona and isha. Says Rav Huna, yeah, really four. It's not three. It's really four ways. So Rav Huna says, Amar Rav Huna, chuppa kona. Chuppa can also be kona. Chuppa also will affect kiddushin. Now we know chuppa's kona as nisuin. Chuppa makes nisuin. But Rav Huna says chuppa makes kiddushin. That chuppah could cause kiddushin to happen. This was already alluded to on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, because the Gemara had said on Gimel Amid Aleph, wait, three ways? Why doesn't it just say, Yisha Niknis because of Shtarubia? And I could count on one hand. Remember, even if you're Elmo, you can count on one hand the three ways. You don't need to tell me that Kesef Shtarubia equals three. Of course Kesef Shtarubia equals three. Ah, it's coming Limu'ute something. It's coming to tell me that something you would have thought works doesn't work. What would I have thought works? So you would have thought chuppah works, but it doesn't work. So the Gemara in Gimel Amid Aleph said, Ul Rav Huna damar chuppah kona mikal v'chomer ma'ik l'meimar. According to Rav Huna, that chuppah does work. What are we coming to be ma'it? So that's where we opened up a whole different sugya of chalipin. That is coming to be ma'it, chalipin. So we discussed chalipin. Is it midin kesef? Is it midin das? Is it, right, all the different issues. Can you be meshachar in heaven with chalipin? Why does chalipin kona l'kol davar? Okay, so we had that whole discussion about chalipin. But this is the Rav Huna. Rav Huna's right here. Hey, Amid Aleph. This is the Rav Huna that we're talking about, that chuppah works to be kona an isha, even not just for nisun, but even for kiddushin. So the Gemara sort of tries to hash it out, how Rav Huna could figure all this. Yeah. Do nisun before kiddushin? This is not the source, but we'll touch on that, and we will get to that very, very shortly. Because that touches on the definition of chuppah. And it's interesting, in the bracha, we say, al yadei chuppah v'kiddushin. We mentioned chuppah before kiddushin, which the Mordechai points out. It's the Mordechai that says that nisuin can be done before kiddushin, because it's the Mordechai who holds that nisuin is the badekin. So he says, yeah, it's often, don't wonder, says the Mordechai, how could it be that we do nisuin before kiddushin? It's right there in the bracha. Al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin. So you see clearly the nisuin happens before the kiddushin. We'll discuss that in a moment. But just to get down what's happening in the Gemara over here, so Rav Huna says, chuppah works mikal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? He says, well, think about it. Kesef is not powerful enough. When you do kiddushin kesef, it's not powerful enough to be machil a girl truma if a kohen does kiddushin kesef on a girl. It does not allow her to start eating truma, even though now she's married to a kohen. Chuppah does allow a girl to eat truma, because chuppah normally makes nisuin, so it does allow a girl to eat truma. So if kesef is strong enough to make kiddushin, chuppah should for sure be strong enough to make kiddushin. The Gemara says that kal v'chomer is simply not true. That kal v'chomer is working with the assumption that at kiddushin, a girl cannot eat truma. That if a girl is mekudeshes to a kohen, that she cannot eat truma. That is simply not true. On a d'oraisa level, a girl who is mekudeshes to a kohen absolutely can eat truma, says the Gemara. Why can she eat truma when she's mekudeshes to a kohen? Because all you need to be able to eat truma is Kinyan Kaspo to be able to eat truma. She is Kinyan Kaspo when you have Kiddushei Kesef. I meet Rabbanan, we don't let her eat truma, but that's for practical reasons. We don't let her eat truma because we're afraid. Think about where she's living when she has Erisin, when she has only Kiddushin. Where is she living? She's not yet living with her husband. She's still living in her father's house. So what? You're going to give her truma? You know what she's going to do with that truma? She's going to be eating one day, and she has brothers. And how do brothers treat sisters? Oh, you're finishing that? You eating that? You know, take it out of her hand and chase her around the house and whatever, and grab it for her. So she's going to share it with her brothers. You know, she's going to have a normal family life where her brothers steal from her. So she's going to share it with her brothers. So that's the concern. Her brothers aren't Kohanim. It's all concerned midrabanan.
Or you could even say her father.
Or her father, yeah.
Everything that she would own at that point would be her father's.
Yeah, yeah. So, right, that... I mean, certainly she'll want to be generous with her father. My daughter gets a snack, she'll always say, Abba, you want some? And she'll offer me the teeniest, tiniest piece of it, but she'll always offer that if I want some. Usually I don't, but that's a normal thing for a girl to do. So the Gemara says, that Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. That Kal V'Chomer can't be the reason that Rav Huna thought Chuppah is Kona. So the Gemara says, no, it is a Kal V'Chomer from Kesef, but it's a Kal V'Chomer in a different way. The Kal V'Chomer works as follows. Kesef cannot make Nisuin, yet it is strong enough to make Kiddushin. So Chuppah, which can make Nisuin, should for sure be able to make Kiddushin. A difficult Kal V'Chomer. Because, what do you mean? Kesef cannot make Nisuin because Nisuin isn't a Kinyan. It's not a typical Kinyan. Nisuin is just her living in the house. Chuppah makes Nisuin because Chuppah means bring her into your house. It's not because Kesef is weaker than Chuppah that Chuppah can make Nisuin and Kesef can't. It's because Kesef is different than Chuppah. Very difficult Kal V'Chomer to understand. The Gemara anyway rejects a Kal V'Chomer for a different reason. The Gemara says, you want to tell me that Kesef is weaker than Chuppah? Mala Kesef shekein podin bohakdei shosum maiser sheni. Kesef is stronger than Chuppah. Kesef could do things that Chuppah can't do. You could be poda hegdish and maiser sheni with Kesef. So Kesef in a certain way is stronger than Chuppah. So the Gemara keeps on going back and forth trying to figure out where did Rav Huna get this idea that Chuppah can affect Kiddushin. At the end of the day, without going through all the details of the Gemara, Rav Huna derives Chuppah can make Kiddushin from its Tzad HaShaveh. He says, I can't learn it straight from Kesef. I can't learn it straight from Shtar. I can't learn it straight from Bia, but I can learn it from its Tzad HaShaveh of Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What do Kesef, Shtar, and Bia all have in common? So at Tzad HaShaveh Shebehen, that they all work as Kinyanim somewhere else, and they work as a Kinyan for an Isha. Chuppah also works as a Kinyan somewhere else, namely by Nisuin, and therefore it should work as a Kinyan by Kiddushin. All these things work as a Kinyan somewhere else. Kesef works as a Kinyan? Yeah, Kesef is one of the classic forms of Kinyan. Shtar? Shtar works as a Kinyan? Yeah, that's a classic form of Kinyan for everything. Bia? Where does Bia work as a Kinyan? You go over to someone, I'd like to buy that car. Oh, what's your form of Kinyan? You're going to do Kesef? You're going to do Shtar, Meshich, Abba, or Bia? You get to check the Bia box? You get to, no, that doesn't work. You can't buy a car with Bia. People that buy Bia with a car, but you can't buy a car with Bia. I gotta dump that off the recording. you can't buy a car with Bia. So what does it mean? It works as a Kenyan somewhere else? Nah, it means that it does work as a Kenyan somewhere else. Namely, by Yavama. A Bia is Kona for Yavama. So it does work. So as long as there's someplace that it works to be Kona. Kesef works, Shtar works, Bia works. So you see, that's what they have in common. Aye, but Kesef is Poda Hagdash Meister Sheni. And Shtar is good for you could be Megari Shanisha with a Shtar. Bia works for Yavama, you know, and it's so maybe you can't learn straight from any of them. They all have their own unique qualities. But what they have in common, is that they work elsewhere, and they work for Kiddushin, so too Chuppah works elsewhere, works for Kiddushin. That's Rav Huna's Shita. Comes along, Rava says, I disagree with Rav Huna, I think he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Two reasons. First of all, says Rava, you don't have to get too far into this Masechta to see that Rav Huna is not the Pashtus. Right? You only have to be three words into the Masechta to realize that Rav Huna is not the Pashtus. No? Ha'isha Niknis, B'shalosh drachim. Where does Rav Huna come off saying it's four? You know, we got a whole Torah, what is coming to be mine, it's coming to be mine, chalipin. You're not even reading the word shalosh. The word shalosh means three. It doesn't mean three plus. So that's number one, says Rava. Second of all, you're going to learn that from the Tzad HaShava that anything that could be kona elsewhere can be kona for Kiddushin. So chuppah, which is kona elsewhere, is kona for Kiddushin. Is chuppah really kona elsewhere? Where is chuppah kona? Chuppah is kona for nisuin. Let me ask you something. If you try to do nisuin without a Kiddushin, are you married? No. Chuppah only works if there is also accompanied by it, there's also a Kiddushin together with it. It's not kona elsewhere on its own. Kesef, shtar, bia, all those things work elsewhere independently. Chuppah doesn't share that in common with kesef, shtar, and bia. Chuppah doesn't work independently. Chuppah only works in conjunction with Kiddushin. When you're pretty much married, you just need the final, the final makah bepatish in making a marriage. So that's where chuppah can come in. So Rava rejects Rav Huna. Rav Huna defends himself, but Rava rejects Rav Huna. Yeah.
Can you say that chuppah is first part of
the other? Yeah, and what would that accomplish?
Well, it would just be saying that chuppah is within the three, not necessarily separate.
No, because what chuppah means, when we're talking about chuppah over here for Nisun, can't mean bia, because none of the Rishonim say that's what chuppah means over here. That chuppah means bia, because we're trying to learn it from bia, and it's, you know, saying that it's different than Biyah. Chuppah over here clearly means something else. Now the question is, what does it mean? What exactly is Chuppah? So we've discussed in the past, maybe we'll discuss in a little more detail now. Just go over some of the Yisodos over here. Four different possible Hagdaros for what Chuppah is. I think we had four or five last time. If you look at the Ramah carefully in Shulchan Aruch, you have to see exactly how many different Hagdaros he's quoting. Four different definitions of Chuppah. The Rambam, in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Ishus, Chuppah is Yichud Haraui Lebiya. A Yichud that can lead to Biya. That's V'hu HaNikra Nisuin B'Kal Makom, says the Rambam. That is the definition of Nisuin. So therefore, the Rambam holds, if a woman is a Nida, and you want to get married, even if you bring her into a Chuppah, Lo Gamru HaNisuin. The nisuin, doesn't work. You're not married. You don't have a nisuin if she's a nida. Harehi ka'arusa adayin, the Rambam says. She is like an arusa. Why? Because the definition of chuppah is yichud ra'ui lebia. A nida is not ra'ui lebia, and therefore it doesn't make nisuin. Yeah?
Isn't the whole point that for the edim, so the edim don't necessarily know that she's a nida? So I guess for the edim,
so important to point out, Edim are definitely necessary for Kiddushin. For Nisuin, it's not pashut at all that Edim are necessary. One may not need Edim for Nisuin.
So therefore, it just matters what they know, and if they know that they can't have Bia.
Meaning, if the reality is that she can't have Bia, then you can't have Chuppah with her. The definition of Chuppah is a Yichud that could be Bia, could have Bia with it. So by definition, you can't have chuppah with a nida according to the Rambam. We don't pass on this way, thank God, because it would cause a lot of problems. Every time a girl becomes a nida unexpectedly before the wedding, we'd have to cancel the whole wedding, according to the Rambam. We don't do that. Even Sfarim don't do that. We don't pass on like this Rambam. But that's what the Rambam holds. What's the makor for this Rambam? Where does he get this idea? It's based on a Mishnah Ksubas Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah Ksubas talks about the shibudim that a husband has to a wife. And the Tosefus Ksuba. So the Mishnah says that when do all those things kick in? After they had a Yichud Arayi Lebiya. Once they already had a Yichud Arayi Lebiya. So the Rambam understands why. Why do all those Shibudim, all those things he writes into the Ksuba, Tosefus Ksuba, and because I love you, I'm adding this much and that much into the Ksuba. Why do those Chiyuvim only begin after a Yichud Arayi Lebiya? So the Rambam understands because they begin at Nisuit. So Nisuin is Yichud Arayi Lebiya. So that's it. It's not an accident. We're not making up this new thing called Yichud Arayi Lebiya. That is Nisuin, the Rambam understands. That's the Chora, the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav in Ksuba says, Bayi Rav Ashi, Nichnas L'Chuppah Pirsanida. What if she had Chuppah, she's Nichnas L'Chuppah, and then she becomes a Nida? Do all these Dinim, are all these Dinim Chal? So the Rambam understands that the Shailov there is that if it's Pirsanida, you don't have Nisuin. So that's what the Gemara say, that you simply don't have Nisuin.
Yeah. So would we be saying that if you have a until they're able to have proper yichud.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Rambam would hold.
So for however long that period is, they
correct.
Would,
it would not have any suit.
So if it's a kohen, so she wouldn't be able to. She wouldn't be able to eat
truma. She would not be able to eat truma. L'chora, right. Right. Now, the Rush in the fifth parak of Masechus Ksuvos and the Ran in the beginning of Ksuvos points out that it could be that's not what the Gemara means over there. It could be the Gemara is not defining Nisuin when it talks about the Yichud Roi Labia. It could just be the Gemara might just be saying, or the Mishnah might just be saying, that when a guy writes extra stuff into the Ksuba, yeah, I have to give you the Mana Masayim that Midar Raisam I have to give you. But because I love you so much, I'm adding in Tosefes Ksuba. I'm giving you this and that and the other thing. I love you so much, I want to give you this and that. The Mishnah might just be saying, at what point is he willing to be Mechayev himself? Not at what point do they have Nisuin and therefore automatically he's Chayev. No, he's being Mechayev himself in these things. He's committing himself to these things. So at what point is he happy enough that their marriage is fully comfortable to him, not exist on a halachic level? It may exist on a halachic level even if she's a nida, even if they didn't have a yichud roi labia, halachically married, but at what point is he comfortable that he feels married? And that's when he's willing to commit. At what point is he being mechayiv himself in the tzav ksuba? That's when she's roi labia. But it's not totally in Isum, it's totally in the Shibud that the Baal is being makabal on himself. He's being makabal his own Shibud. So that's totally in psychology. We had another example of that. The Gemara in Ksubas Tav Beis. The Gemara in Ksubas, if you ever learn Ksubas, at the very beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara talks about Pirsi Ishta, if Higiyas Man Velonisu, the halacha is that while she is an Arusa, he does not have to support her. They set a date for the wedding. Starting that date, they're supposed to be married, have nisuin, then he supports her. So ask the Gemara, Higiyas man v'lo nisu mahu. What if the date comes and the husband doesn't show up? He didn't realize the Mets would be in the World Series. No one thought the Mets would be in the World Series. And his whole life he's been waiting for the Mets to be in the World Series. I can't get married that night, honey. I'm sorry, it's going to have to be a different night. Higiyas man v'lo nisu. So does he have to start supporting her, or does he not support her? So Ochelas Mishalov, he has to already start supporting her. So the Gemara says, but if the reason they don't get, that's if the reason they didn't get married is because the Mets made the World Series. So he's the one saying, I'm sorry, I don't want to get married. She could say, okay, but it's time to start supporting me. So then Ochelas Mishalov, he's got to support her. What if the reason they don't get married is, the Gemara says, Pirsanida. The wedding date comes, Oive, she says, I just became a Nida. So the Gemara says, Pirsanida, Eino Chalos Mishalah. She does not get to be supported from his stuff. What's the Gemara assuming? It's working with the assumption that because she's Pirsanida, the wedding is off. It's working with the assumption that when she's Pirsanida, the Gemara says, it's not his fault. He has no chiv to support her. The fact that they're not getting married when it's Pirsanida is not his fault. If it were his fault, he would have to support her. The fact that they're not getting married on the wedding date because the Mets made the World Series, that's his fault. It's certainly not because of her that she's calling off the wedding because of the World Series, that she's delaying the wedding because of the World Series. It's him. So he's got to support her. But the Gemara says, Pirsanida's not his fault, and therefore he doesn't have to support her. Why isn't it his fault? Not his fault, the Pirsanida. So the Rambam will say, Pashut, why it's not his fault? It's impossible to get married. You can't do Nisuin when she's a Nida. You can't have Yichud Roi Labia. Nisuin can't happen when she's a Nida. What do you mean? But so then, so it is his fault, and therefore he has to support her, even though they're not married.
So even though they didn't have Yichud,
and they're not married. They're not married. But he has to support her because he's being a jerk. What do you mean, World Series? This is more important, right? But if she became a Nida, we don't make him support her. They're not married because they're calling the wedding off because she became a Nida. They're delaying the wedding because she became a Nida. The Rambam says, that's not his fault. The Gemara says, it's not his fault. And therefore he doesn't have to support her. Says the Rambam, I understand very well why it's not his fault. You can't get married when she's a Nida. So it's not his fault that their wedding is being delayed on account of her being a Nida. You have to delay the wedding on account of her being a Nida. That's the way the Rambam understands. What's the Ran going to do with that? Seems very clear that if the wedding is being delayed on account of her being a Nida, not his fault. What's the Ran going to do with that? The Ran says you're allowed to have a Chuppas Nida. What's the Ran going to do with that? So the Ran would say, and the Rosh writes this way explicitly in the fifth parak of Maseches Ksuvos, and the Ran Daf Aleph B'Dapei Arif, Daf Aleph Beis B'Dapei Arif, that if she becomes a Nida, they are able to get married, but we don't blame him if he doesn't want to get married while she's a Nida. It's not the way he envisioned his wedding, that his wife will be a Nida, that he can't touch his wife, and that he's going to have this whole, it's just going to be weird. It's not the way he envisioned his wedding. And it's understandable to delay the wedding for such a thing. It's not that they can't, they can. You can have a kosher wedding, says the Rosh. It's that we understand that he doesn't want to, and therefore, when he says, let's delay because you're a Nida, we're not going to make him start supporting her. Because we don't blame him for that. He doesn't want to marry her. It makes sense. Now, for example, let's say she gets sick. Just to give another example. Chalsahi. She gets sick. So what's the halacha? Is he going to have to support her? No, why not? You can't get married to a sick person? Sure you can. You can get married to a sick person. So what's the problem? Why is it then that he doesn't have to support her if they delay the wedding because she's ill? He doesn't have to support her. Why not? Because you understand that he doesn't want to get married to a sick person. You can. She's eligible for marriage. You can go to her house, bring two eidim, get a chuppah, whatever. You could do it. But it's not kishmak to get married that way. Oh, so that's what the Gemara talks about over there. Then maybe we call that his fault. The Ran raises the kasha. Now wait a second. There is a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says, Yesh chupa lipsulas. Yesh chupa lipsulas. Isn't that against the Rambam? What does Yesh chupa lipsulas mean? If a Kohen marries a Grusha, they are married. Can have nisuin. They're not allowed to get married, but they're married. If someone sleeps with her, ish is ish. Absolutely married. Her sister to him is Arayos. All the dinim of marriage. It's just that we hope they get divorced every single day because they're not allowed to stay married. And they weren't allowed to get married. But they did it. They did the Averit, but they're married. Yesh chup alipsulos, asks the Ran. According to the Rambam, that the definition of chuppah is yichud ha-ra'ui l'biyah, doesn't that mean that you need to be allowed to have biyah? A kohen and a grusha are not allowed to have biyah. Alman al-kohen gadol are not allowed to have biyah. But yesh chuppah l'psulos. What's the difference? So the difference is, according to the Rambam, what you have to say is that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos is talking about Chayav Elavin, when the Isser is simply a Los Aseh. But when the Isser is more severe, it's Arayos. The Isser is like Nida, which is Arayos, assuming Nida is Arayos. Then Ein Chuppah L'Psulos. Yeah, the Gemara says, Yevamos Nun Zayin, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. That's if it's a moderate psul. So we're going to call that a yichud ha-ra'ui l'biyah. It's yichud ha-ra'ui l'biyah, not in that we would allow the biyah, but that the biyah would not be the worst violation of any aveira in the world. But when you're dealing with a nida, it's an iser kares. It's a much worse violation. And that's what we mean, that a yichud ha-ra'ui l'biyah. It has to be a yichud where, not that the biyah would be mutter, but that the biyah wouldn't be kares or worse. That the bia would only be an Isra'lav. A little difficult, no? Ro'i Libya. Ro'i Libya. And yet we're saying Ro'i Libya means what? Means, no, not that they can actually have Bia. Ro'i Libya means that if they had Bia, you know, it's like telling Lashon Hara. It's not like sleeping with your mom. You know? It's not like being Mechal Shabbos. A little difficult, yeah.
Who cares if it's a
love,
then why?
Yeah, so we do care. Here's why. Here's a, maybe gives a little more time to it. What's the difference between Yisuri Lavin versus Arayas? What are the hallmarks of Arayas, generally speaking? How do you know if a relationship is just a love or Arayas? What would you check to see? So one thing you would check is, are the children Mamzerim? But another thing you would check is, Tfisas Kiddushin. By love, there's tefisas kiddushin. Forget about nisun for a second. Kiddushin. Kiddushin is chal by love. By arayos, there's no tefisas kiddushin. So if you're going to say that nida is a quasi arayos, it's like arayos in certain sense, it's not like arayos in every sense. Children are not mamzerim. And there is tefisas kiddushin. But if it's a quasi arayos, so maybe you're going to say there's no tefisas nisun. It's like a little bit of arayos. Grusha l'kohen is a lav. There's tefisas kiddushin, and therefore there's going to be tefisas nisuin. But because a nida is like arayos in a certain sense, what's the other way to tell if something's arayos? If it's chayiv kares or worse. Yeah, nida has that. She's chayiv kares, nida. So that's what we pointed out in the past. Nida is like a sort of arayos. So Rav Yosef Engel has a long piece on this. Is nida arayos? Is it not arayos? It shares some qualities, not other qualities. A good discussion to have. If you want to have that shir, we could have that shir also. It's a good topic. You go through Rav Yosef Engel's piece, and very, very interesting. No, bin dam ledan, bin din ledin, bin negel lenega. What category is nida? Is it stam esvet or is it davar shebi'arvel? Okay. But maybe because it's a quasi arayos, there's no tefisas nisuin. That's the Rambam Shita. That's the Rambam Shita. Again, do we pass like the Rambam? No. We do chuppah with the nida, but that's the Rambam Shita. What are the other shitas? So the Ran holds chuppah is the husband bringing her mibeis avia lebeis av, l'shem nisuin. He brings her into his house l'shem nisuin. Pasuk says im beis isha nadara. What does that mean? Im beis isha nadara. When we talk about nadarim. If she took a neder in her husband's house. What do we mean by in her husband's house? We mean after Nisuin. So how does the Torah refer to Nisuin? Base Isha. Mapike. Husband's house. So you see, the Ran says, definition of Nisuin is being in the husband's house. L'shem Nisuin. It's all totally in the bias. Third possibility, the Ramah Simin Nun Hei in Ebenezer, quotes the Bali Iter, that the chuppah is the Sudar Shecholkin al Rashayim. Meaning, it's what we call chuppah. It's a canopy that they put over their heads. Or by a yekesh chasna or a svarish chasna, the talis that they put over the chasna and kala. Sudar that they put on their heads. It's a talis. Then the Rama quotes another shita, and that is the shita of Mordechai. Simen kuf lamid beis at the beginning of Ksuvus, the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes, Badekin is the Nisuin. We do the Badekin before the Erisin. So that's what the Mordechai says. That's why the Nusach HaBracha is Al Yidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin. Chuppah first, then Kiddushin. Because you can do the Nisuin before the Erisin. We pointed out a while ago the Taz in Yerodeus in Mishun Nun Beis writes, what happens? Meis Av Shal Chasen Oima Shal Kala, right before they're about to get married, someone dies, father of the Chasen, mother of the Kala. So it all depends. What's going to come first, the Shavu Brachos or the Shivus Yemei Hamishta or the Shivus Yemei Avelus? So it depends. Were they married yet? Were they not married? If the Avelus was there first, then you have to observe the Avelus first. So the Taz writes, if the father of the Chasen or the mother of the Kala dies after the Badekin, before the Chuppah, before the Kiddushin, after the Badekin, before the Kiddushin. So what is that? What do you do in that case? So he says you should be somich on the Mordechai that they're ready on Nisuin. Shivus Yemei Mishta comes before Shivus Yemei Avelus. Whoa, they never even had Kiddushin yet, but they had Badekin. Imagine such a thing. All the chazan's friends are lebedik and they're dancing him back from the badekin, and they trample his father. Father dies. Rachman al Islam. So now what? You do shavu brachas first, or you do... Okay, machnis nes hameis l'cheder. They schlep the father's body into a side room. They do the kiddushin. What do you do first? Shavu brachas or avelus? Says the Taz, shavu brachas, because they're already married. They already had nisuin. So chalkas mechokek on the spot. Nevenezer simin nun hey. Not on the spot. Chalkas mechokek. Nevenezer simin nun hey. Sifkan test. No. That's not true. You can't do the nisu. You can't do the shavu brachas first. They're not really married at that point. Yeah, they did the maisa nisuin. But the nisuin can't be chal until you have kiddushin. That's our Gemara. Hey, Amud Beis. What did the Gemara say? You're going to compare chuppah to the darkei kinyanim of kiddushin. Chuppah only works with kiddushin. Chuppah only works when you have kiddushin already. What do you mean chuppah only works when you have kiddushin? We do chuppah before the kiddushin. We do the badakin before the kiddushin. But what do you mean chuppah only works with the kiddushin? No, that's what the Gemara means. You may do the maisa nisuin beforehand. So the badakin is the maisa nisuin. But chalos? You're gonna call her nesua before they ever had kiddushin? It's ridiculous, says Chalkas Mechok. It can't be. So that's a very big chiddush that the Taz suggests, that she's a nesua already if the father dies at that point, and you do the shivsi mei mishta first. Very difficult to assume. Say that it's chal mafreya. What's the halacha? Not like the Taz. Generally, you assume not like the Taz. They're not married, but that was the even. But we are choshish that was the nisuin. Ashkenazim are choshish. Sfardim don't do about that. But Ashkenazim are choshish that that's nisuin, and that's why we do it. We do three different things for nisuin. We do a yichlaroi lebia. We do a sudar al rosham, right? Spread a sudar al rosham, and we do a badakin. What's the shtar? What do you mean? We don't do shtar kiddushin. No, for kiddushin we only do one thing. We do kesef. That's it. Shove a kesef.
So would you be able to make a shtar right on
spot? For what?
In that scenario.
Yeah. You could do it, or you could do kesef, kiddushin kesef also. What I'm saying, but that's when everything's going to be chal. Only once you do that kiddushin. Now, what about the brachos? The Rambam, the 10th paragraph of Chizkiya, says we make shavu brachos kodem nisuin. Shavu brachos come before the nisuin. Beis Yosef in Avnezer, Simon Samuch Beis explains, very good, you understand very well why that should be the case. There's a mitzvah of Ishus, according to the Rambam, right? There's a mitzvah to get married. And that's why the Rambam said, Birchas Eirusin, when do we do Birchas Eirusin, according to the Rambam? Before the Kiddushin. That's the bracha on the kiddushin. It's the birchas mitzvah on the kiddushin. The Rambam says, just like every other birchas mitzvah, you make the bracha right before the maisa, so you make the birchas erusin right before the kiddushin, and therefore it makes sense that the Rambam would say you do the birchas nisuin, the sheva brachos, which are the birchas nisuin, before the nisuin. When do we do the sheva brachos at a wedding? Under the chuppah. When's the nisuin according to the Rambam? Yichud afterwards. Perfect. Rambam's perfect. So it's over las yasad. The Ran in Ksubis and in Pesachim. The Ran disagrees. He holds there is no mitzvah of Ishus. It's a Hechsher mitzvah of Puruvu. We're going to discuss that when we discuss the second paragraph a little bit. Because where do we know the concept of the mitzvah bo, yosur mi b'shlucho, better do a mitzvah yourself than to send a shliach? First mission, the second paragraph of Kiddushin, ish mekadesh bo u b'shlucho. You can do Kiddushin yourself or with the shliach. The Gemara asks, ish mekadesh b'shlucho bo mi b'ayi? If you can mekadesh b'shlucho, of course he can do himself. No, it teaches us mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Better do it himself than send a shliach. So the Ran says, yeah, you see from there, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho is not only about mitzvahs, even by a hechsher mitzvah. Because kiddushin is only a hechsher mitzvah. Kiddushin is not a mitzvah anyway. Oh, but according to the Ran, so it's not a birchas mitzvah. So according to the Ran, when do we say the birchas nisuin in relation to the nisuin? Before, after, during? When do we say the birchas nisuin? Under the chuppah. What was the nisuin according to the Ran? Bringing her into the chuppah. So it's after the nisuin. But that's l'shitaso. It's beautiful. The Ran holds it's not a mitzvah. There's no birchas mitzvah. So the bracha is only birchas shavach vodah. So mainly you could say the bracha after the fact. It's perfectly good. Another nafkamina, whether it's birchas mitzvah or not, whose chiyuv is it to say the bracha? If it's birchas mitzvah, whose mitzvah is it? Chassan's mitzvah. See, he would have to say the bracha, or at least listen very carefully and answer amen. If it's not a birchas mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiddushin. So the Masada Kiddushin could be Mechuyiv, but so the Masada Kiddushin is Motzi. Can the Masada Kiddushin even say it? Can the Masada Kiddushin even say it according to the Rambam? It's Chassan's Bracha. When can I be Motzi someone else in a Bracha? Only when I'm also a Mechuyiv B'davar. So would you say that he's a Mechuyiv B'davar? So that's what the Poskim say. You have to say according to the Rambam, yeah, the Masada Kiddushin is a Mechuyiv B'davar because he's also Bechlal Ishus. He also is a Mechuyiv B'davar in getting married. He may have a wife already, but he's in that parsha of getting married. Like a person who already said Kiddush can still be motzi others in Kiddush because he's a mechuyiv bedavar in Kiddush. A child cannot be motzi others in Kiddush because he's not mechuyiv bedavar. So that's good enough. It's like the Shulchan Gebarim writes in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that someone cannot make a bracha on Pidyon HaBen for someone else because he's not mechuyiv bedavar. He's included in Parsha's Pidyon HaBen. He's not called a bar chiyuva. So you have to figure out, is that the same over here? So at least this guy is still a mechuyiv b'davar because he's, right? Because he has to get married, he has an obligation to get married, one way or the other. Hey, you had a question? Yeah, because the Ran holds that there's no mitzvah of marriage. It's all a hechshar mitzvah of puravu. And the Ran holds that the definition of nisuin is bringing her into the chuppah. Good. So the Ran will say, when are you saying the Sheva Brachos? After you already did the nisuin. That's okay, because they're not a birchas mitzvah anyway. So there's no din of overlas yasa. The reason there are so many deos, why do we have so many different opinions about what nisuin is? So the reason is very simple. Because kiddushin is very clearly a kinyan. Nisuin is beis habal, that she's in his house. It's not a formal kinyan as much as it is beis habal. That's why, just one last point, I'm sorry for holding you over time. Rav Salvechik said that, you know, Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yutes talks about a guy who wants to be Mekadish Nisha, Al Manas She'in Lecha Alay Sher Ksus Va'ona. Al Manas, I won't be Chayiv in Sher Ksus Va'ona. Mekadish Nisha, Al Manas, that there won't be Sher Ksus Va'ona. When is Sher Ksus Va'ona? When are you Chayiv in those things? That's B'shas Nisuin. That's not B'shas Kiddushin. Ona? You mean having beer with her on a regular basis? That's kiddushin? No way. That's mishas nisuin. So what do you mean, mekadesh nisha? Why would you put the tanai into the kiddushin? Shouldn't it be in the nisuin? So they explain this. Kiddushin is a kinyan. Kiddushin is a clear ma'isa kinyan. That's where you put tanai in. Nisuin is a state of being almost. We have all these deos about what nisuin is because nisuin is she's living in his house. That's the real definition of nisuin. It's just a question of how to be magdir, how to create that sense of living in his house. So at the shas kinyan, that's where every tanai needs to be in effect. You're already at the shas kinyan. So similarly by shlichus, there could be shlichus for kiddushin. Do we ever find shlichus for nisuin? It's not a ma'aseh kinyan, it's just that they're living together. So you can't do a shlichus to do a badechin. It's a little bit strange. The Nadav Yehuda writes in the Daglam Ravava, in the Sar of Yerodeh, Shinun Beis, that the badechin has to be done by hachasan o shlucha. Either the chasan or the shliach has to do the badechin. So Salvech said it's incorrect. It's not o shlucha. You know, normally the chassan comes to the bedekin and the kala's mother and the chassan's mother, they say, he can't do anything by himself, so they're going to help him do the, put the veil over. The Messiah Kedush should stop that. No. Kala's mother, chassan's mother, don't talk. This is his nisuin. He's got to do it. Well, why can't he just make them a shliach to do it for him? Why? Or make someone else a shliach? So, Rasul, he can't do that. It's not nitan l'shlichus. A mais is nitan l'shlichus. A kinyan is nitan l'shlichus. But nisuin is—it's a state of being. It's there. She's now bebeis habal. Okay, how exactly do you accomplish that? Four different shitas. Rabu adeus perishonim. But she is bebeis habal. That can only happen al yedei habal. Okay, Beshem. Tomorrow we'll get into the amira stuff. I'm going to leave some aramakamos in my shtender, hopefully, to take a look at.